Begin the current daven, Mesechtes Svachim, Daf Ayin Aleph. Begin on the bottom of Ayin Mabej, three lines up on the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues to begin the eighth parak of Mesechtes Svachim, parak Kala Svachim, which talks about now moving into the general category of all karbanis. As the Mishnah begins, Kala Svachim, all the karbanis, and the primary topic of this parak is the next word is Shenis Arvu, where the karbanis got mixed up. Now, the case that it's talking about over here is B'chatois HaMesis. Got mixed up with these five types of karban chatas that they have to be put to death. Unlike other karbanos, where if something happens, either it grazes and you sell it and you redeem it, there are five types of karban chatas that have to die. One is the baby of a karban chatas. Another one is if the owner of the karban chatas passed away, or the temura, the exchange of the karban chatas, or if the owner got atonement some other way, or if it passed its first year, then those karbanos chatas, they have to be killed. They have to wait till they die. Now, if karbanos got mixed up with those karbanos chatas, or so too, similarly, by the halacha of an ox that has to be stoned, regarding because it gored and killed someone. So that ox is also going to be what the case of Chatois HaMesis is, where it's aser b'hanah, it's forbidden to have any benefit from it. So the halacha is, afila achas b'riboy, if even one get mixed up in 10,000, where at this point, it sounds like from the reading of the Mishnah, that even if one kosher animal, the kosher carbon, got mixed up with 10,000 karbanos chatas to have to be killed, which the Gemara is going to ask them, what's the even? Of course, if the majority, almost all of them are forbidden to have benefit, of course, the one that gets mixed up is also going to be usher in that taroivis, in that mixture. But that's what the Mishnah says, yemusu kulin salach, is that they all have to be put to death. Because since it got mixed up in what's called taroivis, in a forbidden mixture of things that are forbidden to have any benefit from it, so there's no rectification to redeem it like the other halachas that we'll see, where you wait till it develops a blemish and then you sell it. Because even if you would get a blemish and you sell it, doesn't make a difference. Anything of that item and its derivative, that thing is always going to be forbidden, and therefore, since it's mixed up and we don't know which one it is, and these are things that don't have batala, they don't have bitul, there's no nullification, these are all distinct items, therefore the halacha is that they're all going to have to be put to death. Now, continues the Mishnah, but let's say in this arvu, let's say a different category. Not things that are even asa bahana, which is even problematic for a hedyut, for a regular person. Rather, the carbon, one of these karbanas get mixed up, bishar shenevda by avera, with an ox that a sin was committed with it, which therefore becomes forbidden to be used for Hashem, for a korban, but it doesn't become forbidden for a person. Or a similar type of a case, as we continue to have a vaynal from an aleph, shehemis esa adam al pi eid echad, where this ox killed a person, but it's only through the testimony that we know this by one witness, where such an ox is permitted for a common person to still use that ox, because to be stoned, which makes it forbidden for a person, is only through the testimony of two witnesses. But however, it does become forbidden for the utility of a carbon. Or if, let's say, the owner came to court and he testified, he says, my ox killed a person, where the ox is going to be exempt from being stoned, because Allah is moed b'knas patur, the owner who admitted he's exempt from the penalty of his ox being stoned, but it's forbidden to be used for the mizbech. Because as we find regarding all these many of these halachas of the Mishnah, like it says, min hatzayin, which when it says from the karbanis that it could be taken from the flock, what do you mean from the sheep, is to exclude a negeach, an ox that gored. So that's intrinsically a problem. But for a head, it is only if it's stoned, and that's only with two witnesses. So if it's through the testimony of one witness or the owner, it's going to be mutal hadid, but asa ligvaya. So to similarly, baraiva, if this ox sodomized a person, or venirva, or sodomized by a person, and this was known through one witness, or by the testimony of the owner, where again, it's forbidden for Hashem, for a carbon, but it's not forbidden for a regular person to use that animal, or a b'muktza, or if this animal was set aside to be worshipped as avodah zarah, or if it actually was worshipped as an idol, it's still going to be permitted for a commoner, as the Gemara says in Sechtes Temur, Perikal Asurin, but it's forbidden to be used as a carbon, or be'esnan, something, an animal that was exchanged for the services of a harlot, or umachir, or for exchange for the purchase of a dog. Well, all these things are chulin, meaning to say they're permitted for common people to use. Now, if a carbon gets mixed up into one of these items that we're talking about in the Mishnah, they all have to go out and graze until they develop a blemish, because you can't go ahead and slaughter any one of them without a blemish, because it might be the one that's the carbon. And a carbon that's slaughtered outside, whoever slaughters it gets cursed. Now, neither can you sell it for people to use as carbonis, on the side that it's not, because it's, if it's not the carbon, then it's these items which are forbidden to be used as a carbon. So you're stuck in the middle. You can't slaughter it as chulin because it might be the kachim. Neither can you use it as kachim or to sell it for kachim because it might be these things which are forbidden to be used as karbanos. So to the list continues as we continue to talk about beis, but klayim. Let's say this carbon gets mixed up into animals that look the same but they're a hybrid, which are forbidden to use as karbanos, as the pasuk learns. Like kesev, which is pratli klayim, or betrefo if an animal has a moral defect, or beyetzidei for an animal that wasn't born naturally, but rather if they're Caesarean. So the halacha is, what you have to do with all these animals are yiru ad sheyistavu. You have to let these animals graze until they develop a blemish. Then v'yimachru, then even if it's a carbon, the halacha is once it develops a blemish, then you could sell it. And then the money that you got from it then gets the money gets consecrated now, and the animal gets deconsecrated. So now you can go ahead and use the animals for a common purpose, not for a carbon. The yavi b'dmeha yafa shebehen mo'isamin. Now what you have to do is, you have to purchase from the most expensive one of all those animals, however many animals got mixed up. We don't know which one is the carbon and which one is all these other pasla for carbonous types of animals. The most expensive animal that there is, you buy the species of the carbon that it was. Let's say the carbon that got mixed up in all these animals was a chatas. So you purchase a chatas. It was an oila. You take the money, like the most expensive animal that's there, and you say, whichever one is the carbon should be deconsecrated onto this money. And then you use that money to buy the carbon that got mixed up. Continues the Mishnah. Nisarvu, let's say a carbon gets mixed up, b'chulin tamimim. Not in the case that we discussed that was Isur Ano or forbidden to be used as a carbon. Rather, a carbon gets mixed up with regular animals that are kosher to be used as carbons, but they're not. They're just regular animals. So the halacha is yimachur hachulin letzarchei oisamin. What you do is you sell all those unconsecrated animals for people that need carbons for the same type of carbon that got mixed up amongst these regular animals. Now, so it comes out now that all these animals are all kachim from the same type. It's just that we don't know who's the owner of each animal because the first animal that got mixed up had a designated owner. We just don't know which one. So the rectification is like we're saying in the Mishnah that the Kohen, when he brings it, he says, whichever is the owner should be for that carbon. And then they're all going to be sacrificed as that same carbon. Let's say it was Oila, they're all going to be Oilas. Continues the Mishnah. Kachim b'kachim min b'mine. Let's say we have karbanos that got mixed up. Not anymore with Isur Ano or things like Aslik Vayo or regular chulin. It got mixed up, karbanos. People are coming, they have their karbanos ready, they're waiting by the Azara. And then someone's chatas got mixed up with someone else's chatas. Or someone's Eila got mixed up with someone else's Eila. It's just that, but they're owned by many different people. So says the Mishnah, what you do is Zeh Yikrav, meaning by everyone, you sacrifice it and you say that it should be L'Shem Mishahu, whoever is the owner, and you don't say who it is. And then it'll be for the one that it's the true owner. And when you sacrifice that one, you say, whoever's the owner, it should be fulfilling his obligation. And that's good because you'll be doing the same avodah anyway. You just don't know which one. You say, let it be whoever's the owner. But let's say, says the Mishnah, kachim kachim min b'she'ena mini. But let's say different karbanos get mixed up that are different types, meaning one, they're the same type of animal, but one's supposed to be an oila, one's supposed to be a shlamin. So then says the Mishnah, what you have to do is yira ad she'estavo v'yimachru. You let it graze until it develops a blemish, and then you sell it. And some, like Rashi, takes out that girsa v'yimachur. But the point is that you can't sacrifice it anymore, like we said in the previous case. Because here, since there are different types of karbanos, so they're going to be different either in what you do with the blood, spraying on the mizbeach, or if you eat it, or if you sacrifice it, because the oil, for example, gets totally burnt. A chatas is going to be eaten. So you can't go ahead and sacrifice it and let it be forever it is. Rather, you have to let it develop a blemish. Once a carbon develops a blemish, then you could sell it, and then you could deconsecrate it. Now, the thing is, but one animal might be more expensive than the other, and we don't know whose is which oila, whose is which chatas, let's say. So then, each person has to go ahead and he has to pick out the most expensive animal that was mixed up from them and buy the one that the type of carbon he was chayav for. But the other one has to also pick out the most expensive one, although only one would have the more expensive, but you don't know whose is which. So each one has to go ahead and find out which was the most expensive and buy his type. And he has to lose out that excess from his own pocket, from his own home, because we don't know. We have to be stringent. Maybe his was the more expensive one, and therefore he has to qualify that when it's being deconsecrated to buy that most expensive one. Now, continues the Mishnah. Let's say nisarvu bebechoy ubemeiser. Let's say someone's carbon got mixed up specifically in the carbon of the firstborn animal or of the meiser behemo. Where there's a certain stringency that they have that actually there is no halacha of redemption, that the sanctity of the Bechorim Ma'aser could be deconsecrated onto the money so that the animals that are kachim, which normally are kachim, it becomes totally chulin. By Bechorim Ma'aser, it doesn't become totally chulin. Rather, what happens is when the Bechor or Ma'aser or Behemoth get developed a blemish, they're eaten in its sanctity in Yerushalayim in that state. So what you have to do over here now is that all the animals are yiru ad sheyistab, where they have to graze until they develop a blemish or they get a mum. Then they say, wherever is the carbon, meaning that's not the Bechor and the Ma'aser, let's say someone's chatas got mixed up, should be deconsecrated onto these monies. Then all animals are going to be permitted to be eaten because the Bechor and Ma'aser could be eaten. It just has certain restrictions, as we're going to say in a moment. Now, the carbon problem was cannot be eaten as a blemish. You have to deconsecrate it, but we don't know which one it is. So you pick out the most expensive one, you deconsecrate onto the carbon that got mixed up in Bechor and Ma'aser, and then you could eat them all, but as long as v'yechlu k'Bechor u'k'Ma'aser, but you have to eat it according to the limitations of how you eat a Bechor and a Ma'aser that developed a blemish, which is you cannot sell it out in the open, you can't slaughter it out in the open in the market, you can't sell it based on weight, and so you have those limitations in how you treat it because it still has a certain sanctity to it. And then the money of the carbon, then the one whose carbon got mixed up, he's spending the most money, whatever the most expensive one, and he goes and now he purchased the animal that he had and then he sacrifices from that type of the carbon that got mixed up. Now concludes the Mishnah, HaKol Yechol L'Sarav. Every type of situation could create a mix-up. In other words, if they get mixed up, that we're going to be in doubt regarding the mix-up, and therefore we said there's going to be different halachas depending on the situation. Chutz min achatas v'yashim, except to have a chatas get mixed up with a carbon ashim, because a chatas is never brought from an isle or ram, and the ashim is always only a ram, so therefore they can't get mixed up. Now, and Rashi Ksaviyat says, but if you're going to say what's with an asham mitzayra or asham nazir, where they're actually not brought from a ram, those carbon ashims, they're actually kvasim zecharim, they're male sheep, and still it's not going to get mixed up with a chatas, because a chatas only, even if it's brought from the sheep, is not brought from the male. It's only going to be a kivsa, a female. So that's an obvious difference. Now, in contrast, however, let's say a chatas na'ayla, so that's possible for there to be a mix-up. For example, when you have the sar of the nasi, when the king makes an error in he makes, does an avera, he brings a he-goat, and also by oilas nadava, it's a sar he-goat, so you can have a chatas and the oila get mixed up. And for sure, you can have a chatas and a shlam mixed up, because every type of animal could be brought as a shlam, whether male or female, and therefore could get mixed up with a chatas, which is a female. And so too, you could have the ram of an oila, or which is brought as a nadava, which could get mixed up with an ashram, which is also a ram. The only two that can never get mixed up are a chatas, the sin offering, and the ashram, which is the guilt offering. Now the Gemara asks, as we alluded when we read the Mishnah, Maya Filo, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that even if it gets mixed up with 10,000, it sounded like that one carbon got mixed up with 10,000 of prohibited benefit animal like the chatos amesis, of course it's going to all die, because it's a mammoth isser that you're dealing with. It's only one possible avater. So this is Gemara Nahachim, and this is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Kala Zvachim, all types of karbanos in the plural, shenis arvu behen chatos amesis, that the chatos that have to die got mixed up into the plural kosher karbanos. Oishar haniskol, or one ox that stoned got mixed up, or has to be stoned, got mixed up with all those kosher animals of karbanos. Afila echad beriboy, even if one of Isser got mixed up into 10,000 of heter, yumusu kulon. That's halach is, that they all have to die, because again, there's no bittel over here in the situation. It's not like certain things which could get mixed up and then the heter outweighs the Isser. Here, since they're all distinct and they're all chashiv, it's not going to be bittel. Now the Gemara, however, asked, Tanina Chadazimna, but that halacha of our Mishnah we already learned once before, Masechtas Temura, and we don't just repeat things that are taught already in another Mishnah. The Mishnah Temura says, Kala Asur Legab Mizbech, any animal that's forbidden to be sacrificed on the altar, which is some of the halachas we mentioned in our Mishnah, Aishin Bekalshiyain, they're forbidden in even a minute amount, meaning even 1 in 10,000, which are Hareva, Vanirva, like we mentioned in our Mishnah, the animal that's sodomized or was sodomized. So why are we repeating it in our Mishnah? So Amr Vashi, he says, Amritel Shmaitik Amid Rav Shimi. He says, I said over this teaching in front of Rav Shimi, which was this difficulty between our Mishnah and that Mishnah, what's the redundancy? But Srichan, and he found a reason why it was necessary to say both. Nima asked, if we only had the Mishnah Masechtas Temura, Havamina Hanamil Ligvaya. So I would only know regarding all those cases over there that they were mentioned, like an animal that sodomized or was sodomized, are only prohibitions to be used as karbanis. But those are things, an animal that was sodomized could be used by a regular person through a deconsecration process. He could use it for his own personal needs. And therefore, but therefore, in regards to the halach of our Mishnah that talks about the first cases, which were even isuri hana, things that are forbidden to have benefit even for a hedyid, that they're going to be died, that they have to be killed, that they have to die, that they're emolai. I would say that actually it would not have to be killed. We actually would find some type of rectification that it shouldn't die, and rather it should be bought to bereif. Just like that halacha over there in Temura was not saying that it's going to be usher for a hedyid, it was only usher for legvaya. And therefore we would say that maybe it would be bought to bereif. And what you would do is you would sacrifice each one individually, besides one of them, to say, okay, we know at least one of them is the Isser, but the rest maybe we would say would be permitted. Therefore, we have to say our Mishnah that no, there's going to be a case of even being forbidden for a hedyet, for a person to use for his own personal benefits in the case of Isuri Hana, Chatois Amesis, Nashar Niskel. Now, Vimahacha, had we only had our Mishnah over here, which taught seemingly a bigger chiddush, that it's going to die even for a person's own personal benefit, which is a lighter halacha than the Mishnah over there, which is legavai, to be used as a carbon. But then, havimina, I would have thought to say, hani hu di isuri hanoninu. Yeah, that's only the case of our Mishnah. When does it become problematic even for a hedyet? The cases which are things that are forbidden to even have benefit, which are the chatoi samesis and the shara niskel. Aval hani, but the cases which are not isuri hano, which that's a lighter isur, like Reva Nirva, Emoloi, I would say that actually not, and that actually would be Batal B'Reiv even to be used for Hektish. So Tzricha, that's what we needed the Mishnah over there tomorrow to say that no, regarding even the lighter Isurim, which are not Isur Hana, but like Reva Nirva, that they're going to be also to be used as a carbon. Now that is the Gemara, the Lav Isur Hananinu, regarding the cases that are not prohibited to have benefit from, but Hatanilei, that also was mentioned in our Mishnah, that's not going to be nullified to be used as a carbon, because our Mishnah said the next cases were those cases. It said if it got mixed up in the animal that sodomized or was sodomized, that it's going to be problematic to be brought on the Mizbeach, even if it's 1 in 10,000. So why do I need the Mishnah over there? What more is it teaching that's not said already in our Mishnah? Well, that answers the Gemara. Miktani, does our Mishnah teach when it talks about the case of Reva Venirva, which are not Isur Hanah, Bekama? Does it say how much it's going to be the ratio of it becoming forbidden in the mixture? Maybe, because in regards to that case, it doesn't say 1 in 10,000. It only says it in the first case of Isur Hanah, of the Chatois Amesis. But regarding the second category of cases, maybe it actually would be nullified in 1 in 100 or 1 in 200. That's why you need the Mishnah Masechtas Temura, that Kol Shehein Hasim Ktani. There it says that regarding those cases, it can be Asr even in a minute amount. That doesn't say explicitly in our Mishnah. But the Gemara asks, okay, but then Benisniha. So then let's only say the Mishnah Masechtas Temura, Belebayaha. And we shouldn't need that over here in our Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim regarding at least the second category of cases regarding those that are forbidden to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's already included in the category that's said over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. And that's just the Gemara. No, Tekanta Itzuchalei. No, we even needed the second category of things that are like Reva Nirva in our Mishnah, because there it only says that it's forbidden even a minute amount. But it doesn't say, so what's the rectification? What do you do about it? Here our Mishnah says the tikkun, which is, okay, so you let it graze until it develops a blemish, and then you sell it, and therefore you need our Mishnah to say, so what do you do about it? But that is the Gemara. Fine, that resolves the difficulty with the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. But regarding this second category that we're talking about, the hedyet, regarding the first category of the hedyet, of things that are, so we resolved the second category, the Mishnah over there. Now we're going back to the first category in that Mishnah, of things that are forbidden even for a commoner, like the Chatois Amesis and the Shara Niskel, but Nami Tanilei. That was also taught somewhere else already in the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that even for a commoner it's going to be Aser and it's not going to be Batal B'Rayv, so then why do we need our Mishnah over here talking about the first category of Chatois Amesis and Shara Niskel? Because the Mishnah there, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, says, Ve'ilu Asurin Ba'ishim B'chol Shekhain, and these are things that are prohibited, and they're prohibited even in minute amount, meaning even 1 in 10,000, which are Yayin Nesach, wine of libation, which is poured for Avodah Zarah, and Vavitz Kechavim, and things of idol, of idolatry, which are Isur Hanah. So we already see that Halacha Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah. What do we need our first category here in our Mishnah, Masechtas Zvachim? So that continues the Gemara on the top of Ayin Bezim and Aleph Trichi. No, it's necessary to say our Mishnah. Because the Imi Hasim, if we only had the Mishnah over there in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Havimina Lehedyid, I would have thought to say, actually, the other direction of logic we said before, that actually it would only be forbidden for a commoner, for a regular person. Because, yeah, it's Isur HaNo, which is a problem for a person, and it's not bought even in 10,000. But regarding for the Beis HaMikdash, for Hektish, for a carbon, I would actually say that we would find some type of rectification, that it should be bottle in the Rav, in 10,000. Because really, the truth is biblically, everything is bottle in the majority. It's just rabbinically we say that there are certain things that we're saying, well, it's chashiv, or it's something that it has a certain element in its own thing, so therefore we're not going to view it as become nullified. But since it's something for the Beis HaMikdash, for a carbon, so I would say, loyin nefsadinu lukulu, that we should not lose out the whole thing. Which some explain, let me say, we'd actually bring it as a carbon, or would at least let it develop a blemish, to graze until it develops a blemish. But we wouldn't say that it's totally going to be everything asa b'hanah, and just everything has to be killed out. So therefore you have to say that our mission over here, that yeah, even it's going to be totally a total loss, everything's going to have to go to waste. Even for Gevaya, not just for a Hedyot. Now, because the Mishnah over there in the Masechta Avodah Zarah was only talking about regarding a Hedyot of Yisrael. Now, if we only had our Mishnah, Havimin Hanami Lekachim, so I would have thought actually the other way. I would say that no, this halacha of Yisrael HaNoah being problematic, that's all going to have to go and be killed. I would say it's actually only for Kachim, because that's our Mishnah's Toma Masechta Zvachim. It's talking about in the context of Karbanis. Where Dima is, where it's repulsive, because bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that's Avodah Zarah, something that's Isur HaNoah, Avo Chulin, but something that's for unconsecrated purposes, for a regular person, Delay Mois, it's not such a repulsive thing for him. Eima Isur HaNoah Levat Lebiru, I would say that actually, even things that are Asab HaNoah, like the Chatois HaMeses, like Avodah Zarah, or like Yayin Nesech, that those things for a regular person, maybe we would say it's Batim Berev. We wouldn't say that you have to have a total loss on everything. Tricha, therefore, we have to say that Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah too, that even for a commoner, not only for a Hektish, even for a regular person that's more lenient in Halacha, still it's Isur HaNoah. If you have even one of Isur HaNoah, of Avodah Zarah, mixed in 10,000 of Heter, it's all going to be Usur, and all of it's going to have to go for a waste.